of the most fundamental and complicated sugyas. And we'll be, you know, as we should really start from the beginning. The beginning is found in the Rif. Let's turn to the Rif, please, again. Chazara is always important. The Rif quotes the Machlokas in Masechta Pesachim on the Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. The Rif is found on page Kuf Chaf Aleph in the New Gemaras, and it's Mem Aleph and Beis in the Old Gemaras. Cham Latocham, Oser, Tzonon Latoch Tzonon, Vuter, Cham Latoch Tzonon, Tzonon Latoch Cham, Rav says he Logova, Shmuel says Tatogova. And the Rif skips the whole Sugas of Gemara and jumps to the conclusion. Tanya Kavas to Shmuel. A brisa which confirms that Shmuel is correct. Anocha brisa. We haven't gotten yet to the details why you need two brises. Okay, very nice. So, of course, we had spent time on the Rashi, the very important Rashi of Pesachim. Let's quote it on the side. What did Rashi say? What do you mean? Lo gova shach elyon mechamem hatachto. The upper one makes the lower one warm. Therefore, there is a blia. The context here is blia. And therefore, since it's a blia from one to the other, so you have all kinds of problems. The context of Korban Pesach, that's a Gemara over here, Pesachim. Isa Beheter, Rashi says, Basa Becholov. All three. Fine. Now the Gemara comes to a conclusion that even if you hold Tatog up, which you happen to Paskin like, nonetheless, if you have hot onto cold, we shouldn't think it's no blia whatsoever. No. Ademekale bola uklipa mealy boy. While the cold on the bottom is cooling off the hot on the top, a little bit within the connect with the thinnest possible peel, there's a measure of absorption. Any questions so far? I'm just trying very slowly. Still have to chaser over from the beginning all the time. Always go back to the beginning. Good. So what'll happen if it's, for example, the bottom is hot? The bottom is hot. You pass in tatog over. So clearly, the amount of absorption is going to be more than just a tiny bit. It's going to go beyond a kadei klipa. How far beyond the kadei klipa does this blia continue? So Rabosai, to draw a distinction between solids and liquids. Generally speaking, and here we should keep one hand in the Gemara, on Kuf Chaf Aleph, excuse me, the Rif, Kuf Chaf Aleph, or Mem Aleph as you have it. Let's go back to a Gemara back in the 7th parak of Masech Tachun, which we've seen briefly before, just to give us a little bit of a picture, a little bit of a background. Sadi Vavim Adbeit. The famous case of a Gerech Shenis Bashel Bogir Anoshe, cooking with Gir Anoshe. There's a question of the entire Yerech, the entire side of beef, if you will, maybe rendered treif. The Gemara explains only if it's cooked together. This is Bashel. And Rashi explains, this is critical stuff. Rashi is the third wide line, the bottom. Sharotev mala hatam b'chala basar. One takes it with water, it gets mixed in completely. Avol nitzlaba. What's nitzla? Nitzla imos is Rashi. And then what happens is, there's no liquid, nothing. What does it say? Kol efi ochel. Chotech elyon v'ochel ashamagia legid. Frek de Gemara. We learned that if you have a Gadish, it's slow. Bechelbo, that the absorption goes much, much further than that. It says Shani Chelev the Mefapeya. It's Mefapeya if it no. Once it transit Mefapeya? Spreads. Okay. Good. Spreads. Okay. Take a look in the Tosfos. I'm not reading the whole Tosfos. Ad Shemegia Legid. Lav Davka Ad Shemegia Legid. That's what it said in the Sugya. But rather, Tatsarach Shianiach Kadei Klipa Samach Legid. Bafilu Kadei Netila. Tatsarach Shianiach Kadama Bepere Ketzat Solin. Not that me roads while acheres. Bechaz Relov. Yitol Es Mekomo. Velosagi Biklipa. It require Kadei Netila. More than a Kadei Klipa. Tosis claims that Klipa is only in certain limited cases. Chafatok Tzonein. It's a Chumra Bialma. We'll get to that a little bit later on. Otherwise, you require what's called Kadei Netila. Just giving you an example. We saw the Rashba last week, but the Rashba says that all these things, Klipa, Netila, Bakulo, we rely on the Chachamim who are expert in the Teva, who knew a lot about science, and we don't try to figure it out ourselves, whatever that means. It's not a very modern concept. But that's what he said. So he gave this example, Klipa, Kadei Netila, and Bakulo, the three different stages and different levels that taste gets absorbed. Okay, Rabbi Osei, so now the following question, the obvious question is, what if you have a situation of Tzolin L'toch Cham? So it's obviously going to be more than a Kadei Klipa, so it would appear Cham L'toch Tzolin is Kadei Klipa. So Tzolin L'toch Cham is more than Kadei Klipa. How much more? So there are two obvious options. One is Kadei Netila, and one is Kulo. Okay? So the Ran talks about that a little bit over here. The Ran says, the Ran is very important for Chalal, because every word in the Ran is Kodesh Kadosh. So the Ran, we saw this a little bit last week, we're just going to see it again. The Ran says, in my edition, it's Kuf Chof Aleph, the right hand column, the third wide line after the narrow ones. Uptayu the Rav Shmuel k'shen natolo min ha'ur el shadayin ucham sh'ilu echad mehem al ha'ur o ha'yisro ha'eter kulu moda de kecham et ocham dami. It's on the fire. Who cares on top and bottom? It's on the fire. Someone came to the base medrash, I forgot who. And said, well, what if it's cold? It's ice cold. Come out of the freezer and it's on the fire. Who asked me that question? Did you look it up? Mishmet Zozov, I told you, in Sivkot and Hay, Simon Sadiyal talks about that question a little bit. Okay, fine. Now I want to read you the Ra'ah. Kosev Ra'ah is in the Bedek Abayis. Befirish Alochas, the Chiarmina and Tzolin and Tzolcham, Osir. Chiarmina Nami, the Bosa Tzolin, Shadavot Tzolchol, Rosech, Osir. Hainu the boy Netila Smoko. Not enough Klipa in Netila. Miuba Hachi Sagi. Where do you get it from? Ketzat Solin. What did it say? Yitol Es Mekoma. Kosaga Daitach Becheres Tzonenes Bishtam the Madami Law Govar Yitol Es Mekoma. So the Ra'ah says, if you only Law Govar, it's enough Netila Smokom. So the Tato Govar, it's also enough Netila Smokom. Below nearly came, says the Holy Ran. It's not true. Why? Elohasim ebnei shoot sli the ain shom rotev aino oser elakad netila smok. Mirit shechir netila smok, avlo sahit jitiru beklipa neshu mefapeya. Umash lo asru kulo an ebnei esh boshishim levatlo. Kevin should not the mokom yadua tzorach netila smok. Fine. Oh Shema. Kevin should not have. They wrote for the chazar elav doma ktsas. The wrote of shibik deira. Ulaficha chichtzricha bo hechsher em tsoi. The hainu netila smokom shu yosem and aklipa. Very strange run. The runner says, well, you know what? This It's a little bit like liquid because it has some rotave. It's a little bit like solid because it's only one drop. So we'll make a pshara between the tila, between klipa and the kulo. Netila, very unusual interpretation. We write as a similar round of Pesachim, Heksher, Hitlul, Heksher, Beinoni. Interesting concept that the Rana seems to have in a few places. Fine. Ubarmede. Mashma, the Hossam, the Akashe Silku, Pesach, Meala, Ur, Mairi. Vidarmin, Hossam, Toshma, Sakh, Vishem, Shul, Truma, and Schaburus, Kohanim, Yochlu, Vim, She Yisrael, Mchayo, Yedichenev, and Tzliu, Yiklovas, Achitza. We saw this Gemara last week. Bishlo the man the Yomar Ailo Govar Am to the Hachi Sagale Beklipo Dakuri Kormekule. Uvadai Shim Hoya Al Haur Lo Shachle the Meima Ikuri Kormekule. It's ridiculous. The Acha Shes Silko Meinik Al Gabe Haur Mari Shim Hachi Lo Arminan Bei Mifa Peal Lesser Eskulo Kevin Shut Sli V'Yein Shem Rot. If it's dry, dry heat only goes to Netila. Aval hetet sone, shenafel atoch rotev shalisa cham, v'chein baser tzone, v'toch cholav cham, kevan de kaimalon, de tato govar, mashma shekulo asur, shekulo asur, all asur. Okay, all asur. All us. Udarminon avot sli klit lebot. Uparishna lovet sli cham. Hainamish of the Kamel tato govar. Avot arav damay lo govar. Kulo asur. Why? Because it's a lo govar. This round is important. As again, I'm just starting all over again. Basics. We paskin. If the bottom is hot liquid, it asks everything. Everything. And the only time can end a teal is enough. If it's dry. Okay. Rabosai, let's chazer again. There are four by arithmetic, there are four possibilities. Two solids, two liquids. Well, there are three possibilities. Two solids, two liquids, and one liquid and one solid. Either direction. What in Shas Bavli, you've learned the sukkahs already now. In Talmud Bavli, what cases of these three, what is found in the context of Ilah Govar or Tatah Govar? I'm asking a question. Do we find two liquids? Do we find two solids? Or do we find a solid and a liquid? What's the answer? Solid. Yeah. Go. Tatar Gavar, Gemara. One ever mentioned Tatar Gavar in Shabbos Afman Beis. Who did?
Rashi.
Rashi, we saw last week, is the one to make a connection between Tatar Gavar and the case of two liquids. But in Shas Bavli, you don't find it. How about two solids? You find it in Shas Bavli? I don't think so either. I think Shas Bavli is focused on a solid and a liquid. You know, top, bottom, hot, cold. Those are the cases we had in Masechta Pesachim. I think so. It could be that two solids are also included in Cham and Tov Cham and Tzon and Tov Tzon. It doesn't say it's not included, but explicitly I didn't find it. Okay. So now we go back to the fundamental question of the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan asks, what in the world is going on as far as Tata and Ilah, what it really depends upon is what's the majority. If the majority is hot, it's going to end up hot. Cold is going to end up cold. Did a little research over Shabbos, and I came up with two other criteria. One we spoke about briefly. That is the Tosfos HaRosh. The Tosfos HaRosh said, well, if the metal is very, 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 very hot, it's going to cause a certain amount of blia. If it's on the bottom, even according to Shita's Rav. So what the Rosh is telling us over here? You know, we have an official halachic cutoff point between hot and cold. Who remembers? What is that cutoff? Who remembers? That's the lettuce. So is it all a matter of it? Everything under that is called cold. Everything over that is called hot. Doesn't matter how much over, how much under. some of the Sfarim talk about. Which talks about Shabbos and Aveds? Which one?
He talks about the
Kosle
Kli, even though...
Kosle Kli, right? We'll come to that a little later. So what the Tosfos of Rashi is basically telling us is, you can't just say, well, it's either Chabot Zonin. Yeah? And the bottom one wins. What if the bottom one is, I don't know, it's 500 degrees. And the water is 100 degrees. I think it's less than the answer letters. So the Rush, Rav will say, Ilah Gavar. No, it's not necessarily the case. Because the bottom is 500 degrees and the top is 100 degrees. So you have to tip it over the top. That's the case we're discussing over there. Which means, according to science, we talk about transfer of heat, which is what we're talking about. So, it all depends on how cold it is. You can't say, well, this is, if the answer letters be 113 degrees, pick a number, it's one of the strongest, the estimates that we had in the past. See, well, so one will be 112 degrees, one will be 200 degrees. The law of government, that's almost ridiculous. Of course, the 200 degrees is going to push it over the top. Follow me? Those are the two major factors. Then there's a third factor. Who's taking chemistry or physics or something like that? Somebody? Called specific heat or something like that. Something with the word specific in it. Which means that not every substance is identical. But it was explained to me, take metal. He said, no, it easily heats up, easily cools down. One, two, three. Doesn't hold so much. Then water, though, water is not so easy to heat up. What's a BTU? Okay, what does that mean? Yeah,
it's more of a quantitative measure of heat.
Isn't it something about heating up a gram of water?
It's 1 gram of water, 1 degree.
Right. So you see that water is not so easy to heat up water. Water is, and then once water gets hot, it holds on to the heat. Water is different than metal. So according to my scientific information, milk is different than meat. Perhaps they're almost the same way. Because meat is a solid, and solids. I'm not going into details. I'm not a scientist, but that's also a factor to wonder about transfer of heat from the scientist's perspective. He learned that doesn't even make it in the top three criteria, and then they look to be funny. Again, just give you my experience in discussing this all since we get to shake HGLX. Okay, Rabosai, having said all this, you have to go back to our analysis in Masechta Shabbos, and perhaps the best thing to do is put Masechta Shabbos on the screen so that we can see things inside. See things outside is not enough. Okay, so Yom, if you don't mind. And I hope that by now, by a show of hands, how many Talmidim already saw the Mekoros of Masechta Shabbos? Already. Not as many as I would hope, but okay. If you haven't seen it yet, you'll see it now.
Great,
yes, sir.
Just to clarify, what were the three factors? Where
The scientists say there are three factors. One, the majority. You know, how much is the relative mass, if they call it, the two objects. Two, the heat. In other words, if something is very, very hot, the other one is lukewarm, so the very hot is going to win. If something is just a little hot, if something is ice cold, the ice cold is going to win. Now that just almost makes common sense. You don't have to have a degree in chemistry or physics to know that. The third one is that different substances acquire heat more readily, lose heat more readily. I'm told metal is in that category, whereas opposed to water, it's more difficult for it to acquire heat, more difficult for it to lose heat. So therefore the water may cool down the metal faster than the metal will heat up or cool down the water. That's what I was told. If this is a scientific formulation, I'd like to print it out for me from your sources. I'd like to see it. Yes?
Even if it takes longer to heat up?
Membase, please.
Even if it takes longer or shorter time to heat up, it's supposed to reach out to others, so why can't we just do that by itself?
Very good. See, that's the next fight we had. I thought that the whole issue of Tata'i law is assuming that it reached out to Lettersville. Otherwise, nothing to talk about. Who disagreed with me? Remember who disagreed? Chavez Das. And what was his basis? Midlo chilku aposkim. I thought it's obvious. The post of saying it's membase. Well, let's first start with Amar Aleph, and then we'll see the base. Good. There we go. Thank you very much. It's certainly big enough, but I also wanted to see the Tosus. So the Tosus is even more important. For both of them. Okay. Very good. The very capable technical assistants, I appreciate it. This is the Gemara itself. Always part, it's good to start the Gemara. What did it say over here? Tana Rabbanan. Do you see in the back? No? How do I make it a little bigger? Press what? What do you want to press? I want to know how to do this.
Where
do I press?
Settings.
Settings. Yes.
Spot size.
Oh. This way? Yeah. Let's make it bigger.
Men choose, I don't know, like 226 or something.
Nah, it's too small.
226.
Oh, oh! Wow! This is huge! Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Thank you. Nosen Adam, whoo! Chama letoch chatzonein, vatzonein letoch hachamin. Divi beishamein. Alright, back and forth, back and forth. Okay? This is the Gemara. Now let's turn to the Tosus. Oh, oh, why does it go to the settings again?
No, you need to do a click.
Oh, right quick.
Yeah, everything understood from that.
Okay. Gradually teaching. Here we go. Okay, how do we get rid of this guy?
Click on the letters of the Tosus.
Good
setting. Oh,
you have a good setting.
Oh. Whoa, what's that guy doing? Okay. Hey, we will figure out what about that guy. I feel a bit. Let's maybe go. Okay, we avoided that guy. I feel a bit clearishim. The chamin of Tolton and Mavash, the Chemosh Afarish. Tolton the chamin. I feel a bit clearishim. Shederach lita and memuot b'meruba v'lekach ein mevashin achamin hamuotin klal fishem misarvin v'tzoninin hamerubin u'mizbat l'chamin musan v'lo tzonin t'lchamin shachamin shalmat hamerubin misarvin mishal tzoninin hamuotin mitzvashin. Says the Chazon Ish, don't tell me it's purely a matter of majority versus minority. It's ridiculous, says the Chazon Ish. What's the cutoff point for each? What did we say before? Yad to let us know. What'll happen if I have 51%, 1 degree beneath the Yatzel lettuce bowl, and 49% boiling water? Majority rules. Ridiculous! Of course, the combination of the beef above the Yatzel lettuce bowl. And what about the other way around? I have 51% above the Yatzel lettuce bowl, 1 degree above, and 49% just came out of the freezer, just barely out of the ice stage. It's freezing. Of course it's going to cool down, but that's less bust. All Tosa really means is, it depends how hot it is. Finish and so on. That's what Tosa means. They use majority and minority if they're equidistant from the Yatz Levis point cutoff. Remember what you said? I wouldn't have read those words in, but if you're the Chazon Ish, you can do what you want. He read it into the words. It makes much more sense to us, Chazon Ish. It's the Gadol Hador. And if the bottom line, if the combination is Yatz Levis point, it's usur. Less than Yatzalatus Bob is mutter. What determines that? The majority. Is only the majority? No. As my scientific friends told me, as we can figure out in common sense, it's the majority plus how far is each one from the cutoff point. It's off to extreme. Even as a 40% minority, it's going to overpower the one that's close to the border. Demon farm, I said. And here, both I said, that was all water. Whatever specific, whatever you want to call it, it's water is the same water as water is water. Ad kan divya rabba kadoshin shal chazadish. You agree so far? I wanted to mention that to you before you go any further. Now, let us now, I have more to say about this because the toast of Psochim, that Memem the base, I don't think it's not official on the Makor, so if you have a chance, you should look it up. And he seems to disagree. And if you want to look another source up, I'll give you this one. There's a Mogen Avraham. Ilfus, Memem the base. There's a Mogen Avraham, it's in Shin Yud Ches of Kotten Lamed Hey. We saw it quoted in the Chavos Das last week. But on that Mogen Avraham, there's also what we call a Machtis HaShekel, super commentary. And he has a long discussion about the distinctions between this Tosfos, Shabbos Mem Beis Mem Aleph, and Tosfos Psachim Mem Mem Beis. They sound similar, but they say two different things. But I'm going to hold that off for the moment. I will get to that, but I'll give you a chance to look those things up if you so desire. We haven't yet discussed the Tosfos and Shabbos Mem Beis Mem Beis, which talks about Irui. And Irui is a big deal. Okay. Get lost, please. Thank you. Okay. Avonos l'tocha ka'ara. It says in the Mishnah, very important. The Mishnah in Shabbos at Ben Beis, going over from Amud Aleph to Ben Beis, you probably saw the Mishnah said, it takes me too long to get to the two Amud, I'm going to say about Peh, that you may place tavlin in a klisheni called a kara. You may not place tavlin in a kli rishon called a kedera. Sounds the same. Kedera, kara, only one letter difference. It's all difference in the world. Kedera is a pot, kara is a bowl. And when we say what? Mehocha lekel emedak the iru kikli sheni. This is the discussion, which is directly related to the sisum to tatagova. If you pour something over something, what's its halachic status? Can you derive its kikli sheni? How do you know? With the kotani, lo yitzan the tocha tavlin. Lo Ashminin Ravusa, Afila Shlo Yara Lakara Shetavlin Betocha. Can you bring a proof from that inference? No! That have a Duk Misefa, the Katani, have a Nos Lutocha Kara, for Lo Katani, Mara Lakara Shetavlin Betocha. For the conflicting inferences, you can't make any derivations from here. So we're left to our own devices. We know, let's review again. Kli Rishin is Mavash. What's Kli Rishin? A pot which is or was in the fire. Klisheni Rabbo said, what? No? Enamavashim, a furushi gemara. What's that? A pot which was never on, the fire. Good. Iwi is in between. You're pouring from something which was on the fire. And you're pouring off. So what happens when that hits the ground? Or hits whatever it hits? Is that treated as if it's klirishin or not? Comes along the Godel Hador. Rabbeinu Shmuel, how do we refer to him? No? Rabbeinu Shmuel. Rashbam. Rabbeinu Shmuel is the Rashbam. Rabbi Shmuel ben Meir. Who was Meir? Whose son-in-law was Meir? No? Rashi. Rashbam was Rashi's son, was a grandson. Rabbeinu Shmuel. Maybe Raya the Iwik Klisheni. We heard the Kaimalon Tatogavar. Here we go. We're back to our sugya. Tatogavar. Now you know why it's an important sugya. Tatogavar is everywhere. Rashbam is pronouncing it. Tatogavar. Ulurinere. Many say it's supposed to be Rabbi Natan. If you look in some Gemaras, they changed the text. Who was Rabbi Natan? Who was he? Brother. Yeah, it's much more levelic. Brothers are fighting. But not an uncle and a nephew. Brothers! When a time near it, Iru Kikli Rishon, maybe Raya Mizvachim Daf Sadi Hamid Beis, Toner Rabbanon, Hashet Avushalbo, Ainli Alash Avishalbo, Iru Lesoko Roseach Minayin, Tamalom, Hashet Avushalbo Yishover. What's it talking about? Who knows what it's talking about? Where's this puzzle? Where is it? Which Parsha is it in? Tzav, Parsha's Tzav. Tells you there, if you have certain kind of kalim which came into contact with kochim, If they're made out of cheres, what are you going to do with them? Smash them, to shove them. If they're made out of metal, what are you doing with them? You got to purge them. Some Hagola type action. Okay? Nu, Iru L'Tocho, Asher Delushma Yishar, Almad Iru Choshev Mavashel, Mefurash Gemarin, and Zvachim, black and white. And boss, are you with me so far? Is everyone following me? This is the opinion which is ascribed either to the Ri or to the Rabbein Natan. We'll assume Rabbein Natan is the proper Girsa. Rabbein Natan is the one who's quoted elsewhere. And inside in the fancy Gemara says it should be Rabbein Natan. At first glance, Rabosai, Rashbam has been checkmated. Good? Before she Gemara, got to Rashbam. Black and white. A Gemara. Yeah. Rabosai, this is very serious stuff. Now we're going to see. I'm going to skip for a moment, and then I'm going to come back to the what's in between. Tosis' conclusion is to make a compromise between the two brothers. The Nira, the Iri lo havi kikli rishin, lo havi kikli sheni, ela mevashel. What are the next two magic words? No, kidei klipa. The kaimel and kishmul damat hatogavar. Tanya kava sevik etzatzol m'sacham ayin vav we saw. Umikol makol mevashel kidei klipa damar hasam. Tanya kava se the shmul. That's it. A compromise view. You're right, Rashbam. But, you know, if you pick your poison, you got to live with it. You, Rashbam, said it's based on Tatar Gavar. You neglected to mention that the Gemara is in Masechet Pesachim, and you have Tatar Gavar, and the Mekele Bola Kadei Klipa. So on Shabbos, it's also going to be a Kadei Klipa. Rabosai, is it permissible to cook a Kadei Klipa on Shabbos? Yes or no? What do you say? But it's not a Kashir. What do you say? Chatashir, also what? Also what? Minator, Pashab Shah. So very nice. Maybe you won't get a Chir Korban, you won't get Skila. Oy, oy, oy. But it's still going to be another Isa Daraisa. What will the Rashbam do with this? Rashbam is in really deep trouble. He says, "What about what happened today at the Mekele Bola?" Wow. Is anyone following me so far? What might an answer of the Rashbam possibly be? Possibly, yes. It may hold a chilut in B'li and Bishul. If that would be the case, it's possible that a Bleel would exist, but a Bishul not. It's possible. We shall see some other sources as we go. Yes, sir?
Just also as a practical, technical, but cliche. Do we automatically say that cliche need not be Mavashel?
If the Gemara says so.
Even if it's the Asaletis book?
Oh, so once we're here, how do I get back at a few blot earlier? Previous? How do I get this?
Hold on.
I want to show you something. You're such a smart man. I just want to show you something. I'm on Tosis. How do I get Tosis here?
Links.
Okay, link. I see links. Look at this. Magic. Look at this. What? Chavav? How'd that happen? I pressed Chavav. My eyes are bad. My eyes are bad. I'm pressing Chavav instead of Ben. I'm really bad. That was a mistake. What happened? Why did I just goof? Shabbos? Stop men. Is it one?
Yeah.
Links. gradually getting there, guys. Gradually. Give me a few minutes. This is on the official Maram HaKomis, this one. Here we go. Came out nicely. Ushmam enough klishen in the Mavashal. Temo! Maish no klishen in the Klimishim. Iyat so let us. I feel the klishen in Ami. It's your kashim, you know. Vien, yat so let us. I feel the klimishim in Ami in the Mavashal. That's your kashim. The scientist, ever the scientist. What's the answer? Vien Shlomar. We saw this in the Chavis last week. Since the walls aren't hot, the heat is going to dissipate. It cannot achieve cooking. That's right. So yes,
why can I say that in the Rashbam? I don't know. If he says you're pouring from, let's say, klimishim to a klisheni, but let's say there's meat in the middle, right? So why can you say, when you say the Torah Gavra, that if it's still yatsa lezbo by the time it hits the klisheni, right, then it obviously was cooking the meat.
Nothing is obvious in this world.
Right, it's not.
But you're saying that klisheni is even if yatsa lezbo, well, that is correct. It's because the walls are cold. Do you remember what the Chavos Da'as said? We spoke about it last week. How bad is your memory, guys? What is Iruy? Is Iruy hot walls or cold walls?
Straight stream.
Strictly speaking, neither cold nor hot. How they say once in the circus, no? You ever go to the circus? Flies through the air with the greatest of ease. Those ships, Melita in the circus. No one ever heard of anything? Let's fly through the air with the greatest of ease. The water is not hot, no hot walls, no cold walls. Just flying through the air. So no hot walls, no cold walls. Oh! That's where Tatar Gova comes in. We saw this last week in Shia. It was on the screen. If it's hot walls, everyone agrees that Cham wins. The same as we saw in Iran. If it's on the fire, everyone agrees it's hot, the hot winds. So if it's hot walls, everyone agrees it's hot winds. If it's cold walls, everyone agrees it's the cold winds. Even a cliche in Mamish, this oil has hot water in it. It's considered to be not Mavash, because it's well, heat dissipates into the cold walls. Tomach Lokas, Ilo, Tato, with the no walls. Halachli no walls. We have to chazer the Chavos Da'as, but we're going to do a trick. It says in the Chavos Da'as again in Siman Tzadi Aleph of Cotton Hay, which is on the Makoros, which you saw already last week, which you should see again 3 to 5 times. We're going to sneak out to the next Chavos Da'as in Tzadi Beis, but not now. He repeats the whole thing all over again. Hot walls, cold walls, no walls. Here's other examples which we'll try to get to as we go. Yes, sir.
In regards to the Tosfos and klisheni, if you have it boiling in a klisheni and you pour it to a klisheni, if it's water, even if the walls are hot, it's still boiling hot, the water. So if you put a little drop of cold water in there, it's going to get heated up to Yatzel Edesbo.
Meiridik! Tosfos is saying it hits Yatzel Edesbo. Afal pikein, klisheni is eino mevashel. The obvious question is, if the definition of bishul by water is yatsa lettuce, we're out of luck. If it's a potato, say the potato that's so cooked and cliche. But what do we know the definition of bishul in water is? It's just what? Yatsa lettuce, and the combination thereof, of these two waters, right, in a cliche, is no doubt going to be above yatsa lettuce. What's Tosis talking about? That's your kasha. The meridic kasha. It's such an absolutely gewaldig akash. Now, I know how to get all the Mishonim in a second. I will show you this. Give me a Rashba.
Links.
Links. We'll get links. We'll get into the Rashba.
We might have it.
Let's see.
Go ahead.
What links?
You have to be in the Gemara.
Oh, in the Gemara. Oh yeah, get the Gemara.
This one. Let's try this one. Yeah, now back to links. That's what I want. Rashi. Oh. You know what? It's my favorite now, but I have that too. Back to the.
You can even do some links if you go down to back one number.
Yeah.
That's forward or number. You need to do two. Do that again twice.
And all forward.
Let's get in place with links.
Right.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Rajman. Oh, good. Kunani. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, 1 minute to what I want. Hold on a second. Oh. First of all, before I just happen to catch it myself, B'mayim Sheamus Arvin, Eilu Lutov Eilu, Leka Lememelu, Tatari law. What's going on? There's no Tatari law by two liquids. It doesn't exist. I told you, Shas doesn't exist. Shas only has what? A solid and a liquid. Even two solids is not beferish in Shas. Very close to Tosis. A lot, a little. Go slow, let's find it. Oh. Here it is. Pile ploy mamish. Pile ploy. Okay. Behold the klisheni hu la'ola mutter. Shenaba elle de hefshe. He says you put water in the klisheni, it's going to get lukewarm. Max's question. Send me too hot to touch. This line is absolutely a mind-boggling line. Eino machmas atzonein sheyesh bo lios yatzoletis. It's not because the cold water reached yatzoletis. Hela machmas harishonim shalon itztananu. The original water did not cool off. I dare you to explain this to me. Here's what's going on. I have cold water. I drop some cold water into a cliche. I put my finger in. Ah! Not so lettuce. Whoa. Don't think for a moment that the garage bro. And that hot water heated up. Cold water you put in. Oh, show. What's the gears? You know why it's hot? Because the hot water didn't cool down. That's why. You'd have to be a science major to understand. Yeah. How can it be? You put a jug of water in there, and it's gonna turn very hot. What's going on over here? Pedal. I want to give the following suggestion. I'm gonna be in big trouble in Asher. I have no answer to this question. I'm telling you now in advance, I don't know the answer to my question, but
can answer this question, but then I can't answer another question. Pshat and Tosfos, I believe, that member of the debates, to answer your question, is as follows. If you want to cook something, guys, who's ever cooked anything in his life? Raise his hand. We got a bunch of cooks here. Not cooks, cooks. What are you cooking in? Put it in water, put it on the, put it in the pot on the fire, and you put whatever you want to put it. Put it in egg, you put it whatever you want to put it. What is that water on the fire? What is that called? It's called a kli rishon. Do we ever cook things in kli sheni? Who's ever in his life cooked anything in kli sheni? If you say, if you haven't raised your hand, you haven't been thinking straight. What do you cook in kli sheni? Tea. How do you make tea? What do you mean? Who's ever been in a wedding when they come around and serve you? You know, the store, they come to a wedding, give you water. What do you put in? A tea bag. What's that cup that they gave you? What is that? Kli what? Say again. Ask me, Lishi. What is it? It wasn't cooked in that gleaming silver pitcher that kind of, believe me, it wasn't cooked in that. I never cook tea in Kli Shlishi. That's why I'm against doing other jobs. Do it during the week. Fanciest hotels, catering halls. But aside from tea, you don't cook anything else in a cliche. You cook. Yeah, but my view, the head of cliche and Shabbos is, it's not the normal way of cooking. And the reason it's not the normal way of cooking is precisely because the walls are cold, the heat dissipates. So why in heaven's name would you want to cook in a kli sheni? Cook on a kli rishon. It's a much better way to cook. I want to say pshat in the Rashba the same way. The Rashba does not mean Rabosa. Rashba does not mean that in scientific terms you put a little cold water into a ton of hot water in a kli sheni, that the cold water is still cold somewhere floating around, and just feeling the hot water. That's ridiculous, because water is mixed completely. It's a uniform temperature, the whole thing. What's he talking about? The Rashba knows that. Rashba himself said before this, Ms. Arev. Come on. The Pshat is as follows, I understand. Why would one wish to mix some cold water into hot water? Why are you doing that? The answer, I believe, is we're trying to cool it down. And by definition, you're trying to cool it down means you're trying to get it to be less than Yatzel, let us know, so you'll be able to drink it. Because the Rashba writes, you don't drink less than Yatzel, let us know. What did I say? You don't drink more than Yatzel, you'll burn your tongue. So therefore, what happened in this case, you put stuff into a kli sheni, and you made a mistake, you goofed. You tried to have the combination be what? Be above, below Yatzel, let us know. You got it wrong. You made a mistake in your calculations. That's not the easiest read, but it's the best I can do. Even if it was Yatzel, let us know after you mixed them in together. Eino machmas atzonein. Not that you were trying to get this cold thing to reach Yatzel Eretz Bo. Elamak was a Rishonim, She, contrary to your wishes, Lo Nitzdanenu. You were trying to have the combination reach beneath Yatzel Eretz Bo. You blew it. The hot water didn't get down far enough as far as you wanted it to get. That's my read of the Rashba. It's maybe a little bit of a dochak read. I don't see any other way to read it. It should be, you know, counterfactual, but he's internally used today. Now, Rabosa. My big problem is that Darko Bekach is very relevant in the Hilchos Shabbos. Very relevant. But why should that affect you over there? Elias. They're official, right. But how's... No, that's also Basha, the Liba Chalei Rima. That's a Basha Bechol.
Wouldn't that be a difference?
No, because Basha Bechol means Bishel. But if you have Chazer and you have kosher food, only Bishel just believes enough. So that question, it still bothers me, I don't know. But while we're on this topic of Bli and Bishel, let us go to the source, which is back to our Tosfos Daf Mem Beis, and see what he says about it. That's the one I asked you to see. Some of you have seen it already. Let's go back to... I got digressed and sidetracked because you guys asked me all the good questions. I wasn't expected to go here today. I always go on other paths that my Talmidim pull me on. Yes?
I thought that we said that the reason why...
Oh, no. What do I do now?
Yeah, zoom them out. Oh. I thought the reason why we said that... That the reason why we said Bishul, right? Because the Mishnah says that Bishul is no same time, right? So isn't that Bliya? Isn't no same time the same thing as Bliya?
Yes.
So we said that the way your Bliya things is by being Mabashal.
Yes.
So if it's not as hot, I'm assuming that if it's not as hot, then it won't be Bliya. I mean, I guess we kind of said not like that a little bit.
We'll get to that. Let's go. We all got sidetracked. Let's go back. We skipped a significant part of this Tosfos. This is very important. Urishalmi perek kira boy maolitein tavla milamata velaros alei milamala. Guess what? Guess what? The fight between two brothers is the Mefurash Yerushalmi. Isn't that incredible? Am I right? This is the fight between the two brothers. Rabbi Yona Omar. Also, the Iru Kikli Rishi, Rabbi Natan. Chelad Rabbi Yonim and Hado, Echad Shebishel Bo, the Echad Sheiru the Tofa Roseach. Guess what? Rabbi Natan was plagiarizing Yerushalmi. Rabbi Natan brought a raya from Zvachim Tzadi. Hey, that's exactly the Yerushalmi, with exactly the same raya. Dochi Rabbi Yossi, look at this now. Tamon, all it says there is, Klicheres Bolea, Tavlinenum is Bashel. Oh, a distinction between what and what? Come on, guys, Meferish and Yerushalmi. What and what? Bli ambition. But notice the word, Klicheres. Heishiv Rabbi Yosef Rabun, and defending Rabbi Yona. Votanya, Minayin Shev Klinachoshes Kain, Tamalomar, Imbeklinachoshes Bushala, Frekti Yerushalmi, Isla Lameimar. Klinachoshes bola bitmiya pirush ayadei iroi imenim avashal obola. Whoa, ho, ho, ho! Maskona say Yerushalmi seems to be the way I like that Bishul and Bliya are identical. The only exception is what? Kli what? Cheres. That's its all for its own parsha. That's Kli Cheres. Okay. But in a normal receptacle, Bliya and Bishul are identical. And therefore, if there's a Bliya for with respect to kachin that are poured on it, so there must be a Bishul as well. So it sounds like Rabbi Natan is right. Alma the Masik the Iru Kikli Rishin. That's what we had skipped before. You see, Beferish Rabbi Osai. Connections between what and what? Bliya and Bishul. At least according to what seems to be the conclusion of the Yerushalmi in Masech the Shabbos and Perakir in the third parak. Look at this now. Might have community in all of these things. Let's take a look. Chen Masha b'shili avodah zara. Last stop. Amar marukva zavin yorah me'akum. He bought a pot from a goy. A had like a danfa, he made a rim. U'masa kibolo kapolto. Mabolo b'nitzotzos, apolo to b'nitzotzos. What does that mean? We're afraid that tarfus spilled on the rim, the upper rim of the pot. Can I use a Yiddish expression maybe? It spritzed. What are you supposed to say that? It sprayed? I'm not sure what word you're supposed to use in the English language. She was saying spritzed. Okay, you all know what I mean. it spritzed from the pot center and landed on the rim. So too, you put a rim there of on the, so it's going to do the same thing. Kibola kachpolto. That's lashon of the Gemara in Masechet Avodah Zarah. Says the Rabbeinu Tam. Says the Toitus. V'yiru kikli rishon. Totally, Rabbeinu Tam's view. My iru mishum the bola b'nitzotzos. I feel the bola b'li a Gemara bola b'nitzotzos shu iru. Elavada elo mevashel ala kadei klipa. So it only affects the kadei klipa. It went in a klipa, goes out of klipa. But if it went in totally, it wouldn't be enough to go out of klipa. This is Rabbi. This is Tosa's compromise. They love this klipa story. And therefore, the imiru roslem ala tarnagolas. What does that mean? They poured boiling water over an unsalted chicken. What exists in an unsalted chicken, which we may not eat?
Blood.
Once you pour hot water over the unsalted chicken, what it does is it affects the blood that it hits, and the blood will no longer be drawn out by the typical salting process. You're in deep trouble. If Iru Rosma Tanagolas Tricha Kalipa, you must peel off the top of the chicken because that was affected by the water going on top of it. Uklit Chat Hashmisho are the Irui, etc. You can cash up Irui, Kabola Kapolto. With Iser on the fire, Lo Sagila Giloy are the Irui, because it went in totally, only going out of Kadei, a Kadei Klipa. Atkan Rabosai, Tosis and Besepta Shabbos. That men bathe them and bathe. A very, very important tosis. Any questions so far? It's called basics, basics, basics. Okay. I want to be bold. Maybe I shouldn't be so bold. I want to put a Yerushalmi on the board. I don't know if I can get a Yerushalmi here. You know what? Let's leave out. Let's say tomorrow we'll be bold. We got to be shopping. For today, we'll chicken out and stick to Bavli. Let me get out of here. Tosus back to the Gemara. Talmud Bavli. What's the Talmud Bavli? Let me get out of Shabbos. How do I get out of this?
Talmud Bavli.
Hexes. Just tell me. I don't know how to do this. Where's the X?
Like little X's.
Oh,
I
got a
Rajbo.
This little X.
I mean, that means
they're
going away.
I wanted to tell the probably roll of shots.
Oh, you want?
To do the second one.
All right, here. So, click on this.
Ah, this.
Ooh, you said everything. Yes.
Oh, we have Yerushalmi.
Yeah, they have.
But not now. I'm not sure which edition it would page, so I'm going to stick to Bavli for the moment. But if you want to look at that Yerushalmi and Kira, it would be worthwhile. Was this at the Mar Makom, Mr. Tolson Zvachan? I think so. Sadi Hay. What happens? Oh, it's thinking. There you go. This is what we saw quoted in the Tosfos. Echad shebishlo echad shiro tocher oseach, v'ra'ah v'rikashtifa, etc. Here, look at the Gemara. Asher tavushlo, it says v'yikrovo. That's Parshas Tzav. Ein yalav shebishlo. Iro lasocher oseach minayin tamaloma. Asher tavushlo yishover. What's he going to discuss over here? Look at this. Belua below bishul lo kami boili. Hey! I'm a foolish Talmud Bavli. This belua below bishul. How can I be so crazy as to say to put them together? I'm against the foolish Gemara. Bavli. So, let's turn our attention to what I asked you to see. Yeah, this is a Tosfos as long as can be. Tosfos Rabbi Natan. It's Chazara. Even Kli Rishon. With the Choshev Kemavushal. The Nire. Adarabba. Koshev Mikan. Against Rabbi Natan. Why? To Korale Besavach Below Below Bishul. I'm a Furashi Gemara. Below Below Bishul. What am I, crazy? Look at Tosfos answers. You, Yeshlomar. The Choshev Below Below Bishul. Not because there's no bishul at all. Sure, there's bishul. Can't have bishul bliya without bishul. Fisha eno mizbashel machmas akli. That kli that you want to either break if it's cheres or purge if it's metal, that's not the source of the heat. The bekli acher mizbashel. Rabosai, it could be cooked in a different kli. Let's say by the irui. The cooking is coming from the. From the clear on top, where the liquid came from, or some other source, but that's Rabbi Natan says no. Clear and bishul go together. They quote to Rashbam again, they go all over again. Tato Govar. Here's the key line, and here I made a mistake last week when I told you. This line is against what I said last week, and I want to correct my mistake. V'hoya mater mitov kach, the Rashbam. You're not going to believe this. Laros roschim mikli rishon. Ala tarnagolas kedei lemolga. Who wants to translate the word lemolga? Anybody? To pull off the feathers. To take hot water and pull off the feathers of the chicken. How can that be? At first glance, Rabosai, we're not discussing bishul over here. What are we discussing? There's nothing called bishul over here. The blood is going to become what? Absorbed in a different part of the chicken. So that's a matter of absorption, not a matter of cooking. However, I will say upon second thought, you saw that second Chavos Das, we'll talk about it later. Chavos Das claims, listen, this is very important. Chavos Das claims, you know what bishul really is? Taroves hatamim, all the taste gets mixed into each other, which is what he calls maflit umavliya kiyechot. It's a combination of what? Of pulling out taste and pushing in taste. Extraction and absorption, if I may. Extraction and absorption, this is in effect the equivalent of a formula. Extraction plus absorption equals cooking. That's an equation which many poskim have. So one could argue that over here, since you want to extract the blood from here and push it into there, that's the equivalent of cooking. So Rashbam may in fact still say what I told you before, that a distinction is made between what and what? Between absorption and cooking. But extraction and absorption together, that's the same as cooking. That's the same as plain old-fashioned absorption and or extraction. Both together is like cooking. That's one way to say pshat in this Rashbam. Let's go further. Rabbi Natan says, here's the name, Rabbi Natan. Adarabba. Abba nostoch akara. He knocks off the proof. Yeah. Allah gova. It's going to be sure against the Rashbam. Ta-da. Fine. Kosi Rishalmi. Here we can clear Rishon. We saw this Rishon already said in the Tosfos himself, the Shabbos. Kamosha Bolea de Irui. Kamoka Mavasha de Irui. There you go. So Rabbi Yonah is correct. Alma Hilkos Akavasei. He passes Aloha like Rabbi Yonah. Aita Toa Gova, Mavasha Kade Klipa. We already saw it in Shabbos, we're seeing it again. And he quotes Pesachim, this is very important. Pesachim Lamed Zayin. Hame'isa, Be'shame Potrin, Be'silah Matir, Be'chayim. Hachlita, El Be'erant. Ezo Me'isa, Ezo Chlita. Hame'isa, Kemach Al Gabi Mugloshim. You pour flour into hot water. Pirish Mugloshim, Mayim Roskin, boiling water. U'prog Ma'ishna Hame'isa, Ma'ishna Hachlita. Mishane Tavra, Mishana Zula, Shana Zul, Alma. Ma de pota mechala be kemach agabim mugloshin shum de lav lechemu. Why? Kevesh and nilosh beroskin. once the fire impacts, cooks the flour, it's not considered to be chayv and chal anymore. Potanabim mugloshin sheshofan agabi kemach. Afopish nishpachu lekli sheni. Alma, hirui kekli rishin. I pour water on the flour. The flour, rabosai, is considered to be cooked. And if it's cooked, it's not chayv and chal. Chayv and chal, you have regular raw flour, which is subsequently bake. I don't think they clipa. Marikon shech lekel chedei chiyuv chala mitzumtzum. Omat mat yoseh. The basa klipa, einishik ashiyah chala. You need 43 eggs of flour. You pour water over a little bit. Bingo! Irui is mevashel a little bit. Rabbi said this means that irui is mevashel midorais even the kula. It was only a chumra, Rabbi said. We couldn't possibly allow the chumra to pot you from chala. Anyone follow me? See, many yesodas have been in this tosis. Iwi works even midoraisa because it works even the kula. To pata you from what? To pata you from chiyuv chala because a little bit got boiling water poured on it. It's no longer eligible to count towards the shiur of 43 eggs to be chayav and chala. It's going to be a shalom midoraisa. I've also any questions so far? We're coming to the highlight here. Tosus continues to own base. How do I do that? Go over here. Links. Plus. Oh, see? Tosus is. Oh, very good. Oh, here we go. The Hayin of Afarshim. The Iru Kikli Rishon the Gamre. Umavashel Yosef Bekle Klippa, Umaydama Shmuel, and Umavashel Bekle Klippa, the Dafka Bishnei Devarim Yeveshim Shenogin Zebazeh. We finally found it. Two dry things that you won't find it in Shas. We did, where did we find it? Tosus. Right? It's just the whole a law tato may apply to shnei dvarim yaveshim. Or vafilu b'davalach konata meirot for la solas she also wrote the venu kmo irui. Why is that wrote like irui? You know why? Shrei nifsika. This is called the famous nifsika kiluach. You pour drop, drop, drop. It wasn't one long stream uninterrupted. Avol irui shen koach akli rishon nifsak. Mevashel the gamri. If it was straight, he would cook completely. You know what's going on? He's suggesting a chiddush nifler of Osai. We had a compromise of Tosus. He was only mevashel kadei klipa. He says no. He was mevashel bekulo. As Tosus started off in Shabbos daf mem beis. We have to pick up a couple of pieces over here. Hold on. He's a little bit kasha. Everything fine. Yeah, fine. One second, please. You know what? It's not here. I made a mistake. Well, it's not. I don't regret we saw this also, but we have to go see another receptor. Do you want to? How do we get out of here? How do we get out this way over here? Gradually, I'm getting my bearings. Gradually. Wow. Oh. Why's that work? Oh, it worked. You're making me a little proficient, Rabbi, I say, a little bit. is the one I told you to see before, Ilfus. Rabbi said is a very important point. Very important. I know everything is so important, I can't do everything in one day. I wanted to finish the sugya. I'm not even close to finishing what we have to do in the sugya. But we're going slowly and methodically. Methodically. Okay. Watch this. V'adam yim perikir Shabbos ben beis. The shari chamu tov tzone. Yesh lomar kevan she'eno mevashel. Elika de klipa. Hoel v'hatzonein shel mata mayim. Shehu dover ha-mis-arev. Eino yochol izbashel machmas tzninu samayim. Avo dover she'eno mis-arev lo. What's he saying over here, Rabosai? What's he saying? What's he saying? Chiddush nifla v'naira. He's bothered. How do you explain Shabbos Membeis? What happened to Tato Govar? What happened? What did he answer? No. What did he answer? Chamatov Tzoni would be... I take that back. He's not asking Tato Govar. He's answering what happened to Adamek Lebola. That even if you have hot into cold... If you hold Tato Govar, the top should cook a Kadei Klippa's worth. How can you do it? What did he answer? The answer is, the bottom is cold, the top got mixed in immediately, the bottom cannot be cooked because it's cold, but if the bottom would have been solid, it would have been cooked by the top, at least a Kadei Klippa. Rabosai, he asked, he sounds like, I'm saying to you right now, is it? I'll ask you a question. A yes or no answer. I want one word answer. One word. Is this line in Tosis that we just saw in Pesachim Daf Mem Beis the same as Tosis and Shabbos Daf Mem Beis and Aleph? Who votes yes? Who votes no? Who doesn't vote? Well, we have to bring out the vote here. It's almost election day. The answer is no. Because Tosis in Shabbos was talking about Rov and Miut, which Chazanish explained to me is the sum total above one Yatzeletes and below Yatzeletes. But over here, as Chazanish also explains, it doesn't seem to make a difference. Even if the sum total Rabos is going to be above Yatzeletes, Bo. Nonetheless, if you put hot into cold, it's mutter. Why? Why? He answers... It's hot into cold, only is it Kadei Klippa. And since the cold is mixed in with the hot, it doesn't allow for the hot to affect even a Klippa's worth of the cold. Explains Chazanish like this with this lumdus. If cold falls on a solid, bang, bang, at that moment of the bang, the Big Bang Theory, Big Bang. At that moment of the clash, when the hot falls on the cold is bolea alisa kadei klipa, and they make a lebola, and then what's prohibited on Shabbos. Cooks as well. But over here on both sides, you have hot falling on cold. Number one, tato gover. But number two, as soon as the hot hits the cold, it mixes in with your entire cold liquid content. It's all mixed in as one. So even if the sum total will be Yad Soledes Boshas Chazanish, it's the equivalent, listen very carefully to this formulation, it's the equivalent of Klisheni. Why is it Klisheni? Because Iwu is Kiklimishin only at the split second, and after flying through the air with the greatest of ease, like the man in the flying trapeze, I think that's the rhyme. I'm not mistaken from my youth. So after doing that, bang! It bangs into a solid. At that moment, it zaps it. As mavliya and mavasha kadei klipa. But at that very moment, can I use the expression? It makes a soft landing, and it falls into a whole quantity of liquid. Soft landing. A soft landing. It's not that clash between what's falling down and what's on the bottom. It's a soft landing. It's liquid. It's misarved completely. Even if the sum total of the liquid and the after everything falls in, and you look, put in the thermometer, is more than the actual lettuce bowl. That's a quirk. It's happened with klisheni, because at the very moment that it fell, it hit it, it immediately became to go on to start spreading out. And once it's spread out, it's spreading out in a klisheni. If it gets hot, it's considered getting hot in the klisheni. Tosfos and Shabbos didn't say that. Tosfos and Shabbos requires that the sum total be less than the lettuce bowl, as Chazanish understands it. So Tosfos and Pesach and Tosfos are not identical. Oh, keep that in mind. Hold on, not finished yet. For a certain line. Can't know what I was looking for, but I found something very important besides that. Hold on. Let's figure this thing out for a moment where I'm going to show you the next item. Good. So far, our boss, we've had a tour of many parts, many tosefim. We had in Pesachim, we had in Zvachim. The one in Zvachim that we saw before is important because it considers the possibility that Eroi doesn't only affect a Kadek Klipa, but Eroi affects Kula. And all this is tied in directly to our issue of Tatoa Gova. Of Tatago. So I think I'm going to do that, the bold, to what I consider to be bold, and try to find you that Yerushalayim. Let me get out of here. Want to go out of here? I want to Talmud Bavli. Okay. I want to get out. Oh, here. Am I out? Not out? Talmud Yerushalmi. I don't know, Vilna, Varsha, I don't know what I'm doing over here. That's right, Vilna. Sech the Shabbos. Where's Shabbos? Here it is. Perigim. Halacha. Rabbi Sai, which halacha is this? Guessing off as pure guesswork. No, I was wrong. Try hay. Yes. No. Yes, this is it. This is the one. Okay. This is the same Yerushalmi we saw, Rabbi Osai, but you will note soon that Tosfos only quoted half the Yerushalmi. Hallo Dabaru. Okay, let's read the stuff in the beginning. Ma olite in tavlim ulamata valaras lemon lamala. Rav Yono is Chazara. Rav Yono amar osur, yukik li rishanu, chil de Rav Yono min hada, echashi rishanu, 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 But Tani after the Klin Choshes came, here's the Meimah Klin Choshes Bolea. Tosfos explained Klin Choshes is the same as Blia. Now next line, Maolaros Menakiluach. What does this mean? What does this mean? Omer Rabbi Chananya Bered Rabbi Hillel Machlokas Rabbi Yonah Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi say, what's the meaning? Maol itim tablam ilamata velaros alayan milamala, and maol laros menakiluach. I'm asking you a question, a very basic question. Are the two identical? What's different? Come on, who wants to give me a pshat? The more things, it's more kal, it's more chomer, ends up it's the same thing. I'm asking a shayla. Is it more kal? Is it more chomer? Is it the same thing? I mean, what's the mitzias? I'm asking, there's so many smart people in this room. Raising, yes, Matt. That's a possibility. I thought of that. What's nifsek akiluach? What's not? Which we'll discuss by Riches. I don't think it's true though, because laros gives an impression of being uninterrupted, and so is kiluach being uninterrupted. So I don't think that's a correct shot. I thought of it. I don't think it's correct. Who wants to give me another interpretation? Yes.
Is one a constream and one is literally like jumping it on?
Okay. My first shot, which I think is incorrect, but I thought it first, was that kiluach means it's not being poured directly. Ma'alitin the aros alea milamala means you're pouring shoop, straight on it. What I thought kiluach may mean, it slides along the surface and then it ends up on it. It's called irusha nizchal. That's my first pshat. And the Gemara want them, the Rishon want them to know, is that the same halacha? Maybe it's more lenient, it's more kal. But upon reflection, I think I have a better pshat. I think. Both, yeah.
Why do you have the thing first, then the liquid? Because in the second one, looks like the liquid's coming first. It's already coming.
It's coming. Maybe. I don't think it's the same as you're saying. I thought Shaz as follows. The first case, what do? You put down tavlin, and velaros aleim elamali. What that means? You took the pot. Listen, watch me. Take the pot, pick it off the fire, and pour it out. That's the first Shabbat about Iwui. What's the next shaila? The next shaila is laros min hakiluach. The word kiluach means, if I understand correctly, it is overflowing the pot, which is on the fire, and banging onto the tavlin. Maybe it's more chomer, not more kal. Let me explain to you why. In the first case, I picked the pot off the fire, and then I poured its contents on top of tavlin. In the second case, the contents are being poured onto the tavlin from the pot while it's still on the fire. Which, as we shall see, Chazon Ish thought may have established Kli Rishon Mamish. Yerushalmi says no. Exactly the same din. It's the same din as if you picked it up. Okay, but now comes the most important. We only have another 5 minutes. Let's get to the conclusion of Yerushalmi. Rav Yitzchak bar the Gufta bo kamei Rav Mona also came b'Shabbos chaya v'shem b'vashel. Oh, it's a question. Also came b'basa b'cholav chaya v'shem b'vashel. Are you chaya b'daraisa? What would you say? I would say for sure yes. I bring a riot at yes. The Gemara, as I told you before, he works even the kula to pat you from a chiyav chala daraisa. You pour mugloshin, we saw, you pour boiling water onto flour, which are just the exact amount, 43 eggs. You pour the boiling water on it, Rabbi says, pot becomes pot of minachala. You see, klar works on the level of daraisa, so you be chayiv and basa b'cholav in Malkus, chayiv and Shabbos with a carbon, or chalila b'chaskila if a guy gave more with an eight of basra. That's not the Yerushalmi's conclusion. Omar le kei, what le kei means, the mar rabzeira ve'ezu cholud borur kol sha'ur ma'alef tachtov v'ka ezu tavshul borur kol shuma'ur ma'alech tachtov. This Yerushalmi is understood by the Mefarshim to be an unbelievable leniency. The Yerushalmi is understood to mean that the only time you have bishul daraisa is you have a hot pot with the fire underneath it now. And if I remove it from the fire, Talmud Bavli is quite clear. You remove it from the fire, klirishon mevashel chayav chatas. But the Yerushalmi gives an impression that no. If you cook in a klirishon, which is removed from the fire, no chiyuv daraisa. Wow. Of course, if this is true, it excludes iwui as well. I would say the kal v'chomer. If kli rishon mamish, once it's removed from the fire, is no longer mevashel midaraisa, how much more so, Rabbosai? Iwui. with the water coming down, everybody, you know, now it's not in the clearishin at all anymore. This is Shami Rabbo said, some person point out in this context of clearishin off the fire, maybe in direct contradiction to Talmud Bavli. But here's my final question to you, as Talmidim, who are experts in analyzing texts. Does this impact on the conclusion of the Yerushalm? We saw before in Tosis, Yerushalm was masik, concluded that Rabbi Yonah was correct. Who is Rabbi Yonah? Rabbi Yonah is the one who equates Bishul and Bliya with the possible exception of three Tiferes. And as a result, states that Irui is Mavashal Kadeklipa, at least Kadeklipa. Is that the real conclusion of the Yerushalmi? Or maybe now that the Yerushalmi has said this wapachirish, that Irui seems to be only with the Rabbanon, only with the Rabbanon, because with the rice require Urum Alaftahto, will that have an impact on the entire sugar from before? Maybe if it's only with the Rabbanon, Rabbosai, the whole thing is the Rabbanon. Maybe there are times that we have ground to be more lenient. Maybe, for example, I want to give examples. I'm just bringing to your attention. And then what the Tosa Suez of a Pashat, that the Rishamish Matskana was in accordance with the Rabbi Yonah, had to be stopped there. If you read on to the end, it's not 100% conclusive. We're not exactly sure what the conclusion of the Rishamish is now. I'm going to try to show you tomorrow that any others disagree with this Tosa, what the Rishamish conclusion is. Let's chazen for a minute what we did today. Today we spent a lot of time on issue of Tato, Gobar, solid versus liquid. We found one Tosis which seems to say two solids would apply, no Talbot doesn't say something fairish. Two liquids, according to Tosis and Psachim, Tato, Gobar seems to apply, but, and therefore rather, excuse me, if you have hot stuff falling on cold, even if the combination is yet so let us know, it's still not time and vision. Tosaf Pesach and Shabbos disagrees. There's no Tato Gavar when it comes to two liquids. Tosaf and Shabbos is worried about Rav. Tosaf Pesach is only worried about Shmuel. Why is Tosaf Pesach worried about Rav? I found my answer in print. In the Machlat Shekel I told you before. Rav's against two prices anyway. What about the third price? What I said on my own, I found in the Machlat Shekel. Shinyut Ches Lamedeh, Beferish. Against two could be against three. What's the difference? The Tosas in Pesachim and in Shabbos are two different Tosas. Tosas in Pesachim says you do take that Tato Gavar by two liquids, and therefore if you pour hot into cold, even if this combination got to let us flow, there's no submission. And the Chazal explains like it's the equivalent of Klisheni. And Tosas in Pesachim has nothing doing. By two liquids, you don't take Tato Gavar at all. And therefore, as long as the combination is above the Atzalet, so you'd be high. So there has been explained Tosis. The majority and minority are not to be taken in a literal sense. I'm out of time, I both say we'll continue with the end of tomorrow. It's somewhat thorny sugya of Tatar, Lava, and Iroi, etc.